Hare Krishna. Our impressions go with us, but they don't have to grow with us. When we change from an old computer to a new computer and then log in with our email ID, then our search history, our favorites, our preferences, our bookmarks, they all get connected with the new computer. And afterwards, when we start searching, then Google offers us auto-completes based on whatever has been our search record as it is stored with Google in the past. Now, similarly, the Bhagavad Gita explained that we are souls and we are eternal. So when we leave our body at the time of bodily destruction, at the time of death, then we go on to a new body, just as we may shift from our old computer to a new computer. And just as our search history and preferences are shifted to the new computer, similarly, the various impressions that we have acquired through our actions, through our choices, they go with us from this body to the next body. They have come with us from the previous body to the present body. And of course, in the case of the computer search preferences, that information is stored outside us in some server, whereas the information about our impressions are stored inside us in our subtle body. The subtle body goes with us souls from the present body to the next body. Now, when we try to search on our new computer, Google offers autocompletes. And if we choose search according to those autocompletes, then those search patterns get more and more prompt. We get more and more prompted according to those search patterns. Similarly, according to the impressions that we have cultivated, we get certain promptings to do certain things and to not do certain things. And by these promptings, we are pushed. But just as we don't have to restrict our search only to Google's autocomplete options, similarly, we don't have to restrict our actions to only those which are towards which we are prompted. Now, the Bhagavad Gita tells us in 3.34 that Indriyasya Indriyasyarthe Ragadvesha Vyavasthitau Tayor Navashma Gacche Tauyasya Paripanthinau. Say that Indriyasya Indriyasyarthe, between the senses and the sense objects, Ragadvesha Vyavasthitau, there is attachment and aversion that is situated. Tayor Navashma Gacche, don't come under their control. Tauyasya Paripanthinau, these are indeed the enemies. Paripanthinau. So here, the point being made is that we cannot go beyond illusion by our own endeavors. We need to practice, we need our willpower, of course, to make the right choices. So we don't have to act according to impressions, especially by the practice of Bhakti Yoga. We get higher wisdom, higher taste, higher strength. We get connected with the omnipotence of God. And although our past impressions may prompt and pull us towards doing certain things, if we start practicing bhakti diligently, then we can resist those pullings and we can place ourselves in the supremely attractive pull of the all-attractive Supreme Person Krishna. And thus, we can make choices that are conducive for our growth. So our impressions will go with us from one body to another, but they don't have to grow with us. Only if we act according to those impressions, they will grow further and further. But if we don't act according to those impressions, but instead, based on spiritual wisdom and devotion, we try to make healthier choices, then just as we make new choices, then Google's search history changes and then its search reports also change accordingly. Similarly, in due course of time, as we make healthy, pure choices, our inner impressions will get changed and eventually, instead of obstructing us, they will support us in making healthy choices, thereby enabling us to bring out our best. Thank you. Hare Krishna.